Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, and from Villiger Studios in Canada, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
The Villiger International Studios.
There you go. There you go.
Villiger Studios International?
Yeah,
I'm in the. I have too much shit in this room. That's why I have to blur my background.
There you go. So today we're talking about the Placencia Cosecha 149 La Vega. It's kind of a Robusto 5x52. Comes out of the Tabacos de Orient factory in Honduras. Wrapper is Honduran Alancho San Agustin, or better known as OSA. Binder's Honduran Hamastron, and filler is Honduran Hamastron Talanga and Alocho San Agustin. Price point is $13. Cigars released in November of 2021. And we picked these cigars up from Corona Cigar Company.
Hell yeah, we did.
If you're in the Florida area and are close to one of their locations, be sure to stop in for a fantastic cigar and bar experience. Or you can go to coronacigar.com and participate online.
You don't get any tasty bourbon if you do it that way, though.
You can buy the tasty package.
You can buy the tasting package. You guys are so spoiled there. I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Buy your tasting package. It's great. Cruise and cigars. Yeah.
Damn.
All right, June, what was your experience like with the cigar?
Wait, this factory is called... So, translation, Tobaccos of the Orient?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Interesting. Because, you know, I'm trying to equate it because I'm reading back in my notes.
Because you're Asian American?
No. Not because of that. Because a lot of the notes that I got was just... I got a whole bunch of different spices out of it. And some of it was just like... I don't know if you guys had like Chinese five spices, it's very unique spice mix, but yeah, it was like a lot of this like baking spice, white pepper, Chinese five spice. It was a really cool like spice delivery of different kind of flavors. And then just a little bit of sweetness to kind of tie it together. Decently strong, medium full, medium body. I really liked the cigar. It was a pleasant experience.
Seth, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, June mentioned the Chinese five spice. I had a lot of sweet spices, lots of herbs, coffee, really rich earth, currants. I think I got everything there. Medium full, strength and body. I got some charred wood qualities in the end, but a lot of the flavors were just kind of what was said earlier, just really rich earth and herbal and spices. Funky blend.
All right, John, what were your thoughts?
Well, tell me if you've heard this before, but it's got some spices, some wood, earthy espresso, red pepper flake, sweet baking spices. It's nice. It's a good cigar. I like how it evolves. It's definitely medium full. I think it gives you a little bit of time to get into that. It doesn't blast you right off the start, but it does definitely build up to that. I found it fairly consistent all the way through, which was nice. And the last third kind of let up a little bit on the spice intensity and brought a little bit of creaminess, which was good. And so the cream and the espresso matched up really well. I did have a bit of an issue with the burn, unfortunately. I had to do a relight in the last third and a touch up. Draw was perfect, though. But overall... I was pretty happy. It was a good cigar. How about you, Aaron?
For me, the cigar started with toasted oak and bold black pepper. Some dark earth joined in fairly quickly, and then it dried out. Some mustiness joined a bit later. Second third saw the black pepper fade back. Final third saw the black pepper depart from the profile altogether. Construction was good. I had some burn issues similar to John. Touch up or kind of a waviness and a relight. I think we all had some sort of a burn issue with the cigar, but yeah. More or less perfect draws. So that was interesting. I thought the cigar was pretty average. Very earth and toasted oak forward. So if you like that profile, you'll enjoy it. But obviously, I got a different flavor profile than the rest of these guys. So listen to what they say before you listen to what I say. Just too much of an earthy profile and overly dry. It also had a fair amount of strength. So, you know, the dryness and the strength just is like, it's two things that I'm just not a fan of. At least together, like if you're not enjoying the profile and you're getting all the strength for no reason, it's not a good time. But I think it's expensive for the size, but if you enjoy it like these guys, then it's probably worth it. But for me, it was just not not that great. So, all right, getting to the scores, we're going to start at the top with John at 6.87. June was next at 6.62. Seth gave it a 6.47, and I gave it a 5.55. So, John, 6.87.
I mean, that matches up well. My surprise comes in that it's been a while since I've seen a score from me that high. So I think that tells you just how much of a standout this is. Also, I think the fact that it was consistent all the way through. So again, it's been a while since I've seen a cigar rate higher than average in the last third. So yeah, I mean, I wish it was less expensive, but you know, there's some kind of rhyme that goes with that, and I don't know how it goes. So I'll just leave it at that. June?
Yeah, a lot of the same experience as Seth. What was unique was the really rich earthiness and the spices. It's one of those cigars like you pick up, you're like, oh man, I need a little change up, right? And then you pick that up, or you could go full tilt and smoke an acid.
There you go. All right, that's 6.47.
Yeah, I mean, it's I enjoyed the cigar. I think it's a really good flavor profile, but I think Aaron, I think you hit on notes, and I think June did as well. It's really been an intense cigar that kind of afterwards I was just like, I don't want another.
Yeah, you're not smoking a second cigar after this.
That's true. Yeah.
And it's one of those things that like the next day it's one of these things I don't think you really want to keep going full afterwards. I mean, I know I smoke a lot more milder than other stuff, but I just remember the next day afterwards, I was like, man, I need a break from refueling for a little. I just need to have a couple of Connecticut. So it's pretty intense, and it's an intense, I think Honduran Puros, when they're done really well, but like blended like this, can really just kind of rock it.
Yeah. My 5.55 matches up well. You know, I thought it was average throughout. Had a little bit of issues with the burn, but the draw was perfect. Now, the OSA tobacco, I think, has been a big miss when General uses it. But I didn't feel like this cigar like was any way near like the same flavor profile that I would get from a General blended cigar with the OSA.
What was tobacco. The one that they came out with? What was it called? The General one?
Very confusing title.
No, they've used it now in a lot of other blends.
It's been in some of the punches that we've smoked.
You'll recognize it because it's a combination of like if you can think of like dry loam after a rainfall on the bottom of a rubber boot. That's what that flavor is.
You had me till the boot, but I was on board. maybe an old rubber tire.
Okay, there you go. It's just not good. But this is Placencia seems to know how to use it.
Final thoughts? I thought the packaging was pretty nice.
Yeah, matches a 1350 cigar, but I mean, you know, if you can take one of the bands off and maybe bring it down by 50 cents, I mean,
it's not that much.
You know, I always get pumped up because they had the 146, which was also all Honduran. Or maybe either way, I always get pumped up when Placencia does like a Honduran Puro. And then they kind of usually, they're pretty intense. And then they're like, they kind of knock me out for a while. I'm like, man, I don't want to smoke that again for a little while. Yeah. So they're powerful blends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Also, check out the full written review on the website, developingpals.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.
What happens in La Vega stays in La Vega.